New York Times blistered for sympathetic portrait of black nationalists who taunted Covington kids. By John Nolte on January 24, 2019. The far-left New York Times published a sympathetic portrait of the group of black nationalists who spent the better part of an hour hurling homophobic and racist slurs at a group of Catholic students last week. For the past 6 days, the establishment media have smeared a group of 16-year-old boys from Covington Catholic High School guilty only of being white, Christian Trump supporters. These boys have been relentlessly bullied by the national media as the second coming of the KKK, threatened and doxed, primarily by those who have earned the prestige of a blue checkmark from Twitter. This continues to happen, even after video proved the boys did nothing wrong. As they waited for a bus at the Lincoln Memorial Friday, a group of black nationalists baited and taunted the boys with the worst kinds of slurs. Eventually, proven liar Nathan Phillips joined the nationalists in seeking to provoke the boys. His method was to invade their personal space while beating a drum. The response from the boys was objectively admirable, good-humored, and the picture of restraint. And even after the media lied about them being racist, outright nonsense like doing the tomahawk chop. Actually, it's a hand gesture common in the rap culture. Even after Phillips falsely accused them of chanting "Build the Wall." Even after National Review claimed the boys might as well have spit on the cross, their behavior has been commendable. But once the media are caught spreading fake news like this, the next phase is always to prove the smear's true through other means, like this piece of fake news from NBC News. Another part of phase two is to champion the true villains of the story. This is why the media are covering up all the lies Phillips has told, including one about being a Vietnam vet, and why the New York Times must find a way to pretend a hate group of black nationalists is not all that bad. And so we get this. Hebrew Israelites see divine intervention in Lincoln Memorial confrontation. They are sidewalk ministers who use confrontation as their gospel. Hebrew Israelites practice a theology that says God's chosen ones, black, Hispanic and Native American people, have strayed and need to be led back to righteousness. So they post up on street corners in big cities, usually in predominantly black communities, wearing flashy garb, purple shirts or black robes, for instance. They shout, use blunt and sometimes offensive language, and gamely engage in arguments aimed at drawing listeners near. Rascals, that's what they are. Just a group of rascals who use blunt and sometimes offensive language. Yeah, offensive language against children, like faggot and nigger. They also hurled racist abuse at Phillips because he's an American Indian, including Uncle Tomahawk. Sorry, no, the black Hebrew Israelites are a hate group. A frothing hate group filled with the kind of grown men who openly hate gays, Jews, and white people. And still the New York Times leaves us with the sense that they are just rascals, by closing with this. To many black people, Hebrew Israelites are a harmless part of their communities, said Todd Boyd, a professor of race and pop culture at the University of Southern California in Los Angeles, one of many cities where the group can be seen working the streets. And this, more alarming to many African Americans, he said, is seeing a white guy in a Make America Great Again hat. If that is indeed true, it does not speak well of African Americans. The Times piece was such a transparent whitewashing of some truly vile people, the online backlash was immediate. Among other criticisms, the National Journal's Josh Krusar tweeted, "When the black Israelites get a more sympathetic hearing than the Covington High students. More." Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.